Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is our Daily Breath. It's time to pause and take a moment for yourself. Connect to where you are and how you're feeling, and breathe through it. Let's get the day on track. Are you ready? Let's breathe. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Daily Breath. You know, we're talking so much about reconnecting to our center and going through various things. I've been very honest with you about all of the various things that I've been going through as far as past life, not past life, but previous life, all of my inner childhood trauma and things like that, that I'm kind of trying to deal with. And part of that, or some of that, means that, you know, we forget that we're human. Actually, we don't forget that we're human. I forget that we're human, and that sometimes you have to human. And that means that being a part of this physical body means that sometimes you just have bullshit moments and you need to actually release those. And you go and you do things and you spend time with your friends and your family and you're supported and you, you know, just have an evening of reckless abandon. And I just want to talk about the fact that as we go through this, sometimes shit, that is life, that it's okay to have a reckless, abandoned human moment, a reckless, abandoned human evening where you just say, fuck it, and be surrounded by friends, by people who have no idea what's going on, but are going to support you through it anyway. And I'm going to just be honest with you and tell you that that's what I've experienced this evening, which is going to be last night. And from a spiritual perspective, it was a very human evening, but I'm human. I am physical. I am a human physical being. And sometimes you have to express yourself in that way. And I want you to know, from my personal experience, but also from my knowing, that that is okay. You're still okay. You're fine. You're right where you still should be. You're allowed to experience these things and have a little bit of sadness and stress and worry and depression and anxiety. No, that is absolutely not where we want to live and where we want to stay. But it is okay to be there for an evening, for a night or two. And I'm so grateful that I'm surrounded by people that have no idea what I'm going through, but are so holding space for me by allowing me to go through what I need to go through and being there and hugging me and supporting me the whole way through. And I want you to know that you have that too. On a spiritual level, absolutely, always, every day, in every instance. But also on a physical level. Reach out. I'm here. If you feel like there's nobody else, I'm here. There are other people here in this community that want to support you. And know that you are not alone. And you are allowed to have these pretty shitty human moments. Let's breathe. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Do that again. Breathe in clear, crystal, clean air and get rid of all the shit as you breathe out. Again, in and get rid of it all. One more time. Deep breath in. Let it all go. Good job. Let's go ahead and continue your normal breathing in and out through your nostrils, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in. And breathing out. Keep breathing. And as usual, pay attention to something. Whether it's the rise and fall of your stomach, the expansion and contraction of your chest, the weight of your body in the seat. Whether or not it's colder on the inhale than it is on the exhale, choose something to focus your attention on right now. And as you do that, repeat after me. I am safe. I am here now in this moment, and I am safe. I am protected. And all is well. Even when it doesn't feel like it, even when I'm having those shitty human moments, all is well. And I don't have to understand it to know that everything is happening exactly as it should. Whether I like it or not, whether it makes sense to me or not, I can rest assured knowing that it is all happening as it should. Go ahead and wiggle your fingers. Look at your toes. Rotate your ankles. Rotate your neck. Take a deep breath. And when you're ready, open your eyes. I want to encourage you to face the day, knowing that if I have gotten through the last couple weeks of shit, you can get through this day. I love you. Now go kick some ass.